Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Josh Costell, the author of Science of Sales Success. Josh, give us your website, please.
The website is MeasureMax.com. Measure, MEASUREMAX. And it's short for Measure to Maximize. If you can measure value, you can maximize the sale.
There you go. And so if you go there and check out his website, you can find out how he helps his customers with their sales training programs. We're talking about how to, right now at this point in our conversation, Josh, we're talking about how to train people who are not really your employees, like a contractor, a factory rep type of relationship. How do you get them to, number one, to show up for training? Of course you can put it in the requirement, you can put it in the contract that they have to show up for training. And they're going to want to show up for product training because that's how they learn how to sell the stuff better. But what about just making them better salespeople? What are some things that you've learned about how to get them to show up and pay attention?
Yeah, Jim, you hit it right in the head. It's number one, the biggest challenge is getting them to show up because in their mind, it's like taking your cousin to the prom, right?
You know, right. and
so what you have to do is it's an evolution that continues, and you know, I hear it all the time, is that, well, you need not only to show that what you're going to teach them will apply to your product line, but more important, that it can be used for all their other types of selling. So that's where they see value, because now it's not that they're just coming in to hear about how to sell your product more effective, but the other lines that they carry. So, and the way to do that is, you know, everyone's biggest complaint, you know, forever in sales is that, you know, I always found it interesting is that salespeople always lose on price, but always win on value, right?
Right.
You know, it's always that the other guy was lower when they lost the other person, and
right,
yet if they won, it was on value. So, you know, anything that shows them how to get past the price issue. And normally what we're seeing the sales training is evolving into, Jim, is twofold. Number one, it's focusing on how to do more measurable value selling, cost analysis, life cycle costing, and the sales people react very well to that. But that's sort of a me too. What they want in this day and age is not only show you, you know, teach them, okay, here's how you conduct the sales call, Here's the market segments that'll place the most value on what you're selling. But what they also want is you to provide them the tools that allow them to easily quantify your value proposition and then put it in a deliverable or a way to display that information that makes it very easy for the customer to understand. And that's really, I think, the big challenge in the companies, especially in the world of reps, that not only show, you know, how to conduct a sales call, like I said, with the value prop, but more important, give them the tools. And the most important thing, Jim, as you call the age of the customer, is that even though you may have these tools that can show how to display value, the most important thing is you have to use the customer's numbers. They got to give you the numbers or the specifics that go into those tools that then spit out, here's an analysis for you to make your decision. You know, one thing I found is that customers do not willingly make bad decisions. What they do is unwillingly make bad decisions,
right,
because they're ill-informed.
Right. And, you know, this is the role, this is the relevance role that a sales rep is going to increasingly play in, as we go forward. It's going to be less about explaining how what the product is and what's available, and more about how to make the product relevant to the customer based on their specifications.
Exactly, and taking it one step further is, you know, customers want to be able to make a well-informed decision.
Right.
That's the key.
Getting to that well-informed decision, though, how they get there, that's what's changing. And that's where you have to do the training. Give us the website again quickly, Josh.
It's www.measuremax.com.
Measuremax.com. The book is called The Science of Sales Success. Josh Costell, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Josh Costell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.